problem.
Okay, so we're up to Perek Mem Gimel. Perek Mem Gimel, we were middle discussing the Mizbeach. Yesterday we discussed the height. We discussed the height and the dimensions, the width, length, the height. And now we're going to describe it in more detail. Yesterday we learned more about the different types of Amos. The different types of Amos that are used to measure the Mizbeach. And now... What? No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Okay, so we're up to Perek Mem Gimel. We're up to Pasuk Yudalit. Pasuk Yudalit, Perek Mem Gimel. We're now going to describe in detail the Mizbeach. Pasuk says, "Umicheka aretz," from the chek of the earth. The chek means from the ground. We learned yesterday the word chek means the foundation. From the foundation, ad ha'azara hatachtoina. We have here a very unusual word. Azara, we always use this word as an azara means a courtyard, an open area. The Mitzudos Tzion, he translates azara, he's translating over here. In this context, the fus binyan hamizbech korei b'shem azara. It's not the usual way we use the word azara. And we mentioned that idea many, many times. The vocabulary describing all the different parts of the Bais Shlishi is very unusual. The language, the vocabulary, everything is rich. Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet. The vocabulary that we use over here to describe the Bais Shlishi and all the different parts of the Bais Shlishi is unique. It's unusual. The terms are not what we would expect. If we were given the test to describe it, we would definitely use a different vocabulary. And yet, here we have these words. We have the chek. The chek over here means the foundation. Okay, so look at picture number one. Number one is, we call number one is the yisod. If you look, it's not so clear, but if you look carefully in picture number five, on the hand and on the bottom, it shows you the words that we're now about to use. The chek is the foundation. The chek haaretz, from the ground, ad ha'azara. The azara is the middle portion. What we call the soiviv, the middle section, that's what it's called over here, the azara hatachtoina, the lower one, was shtayim amos, which means the foundation is two amos. Okay, the roichav ama, and then it would move in one ama inwards, as you see in the diagram. And then we go to the next section. Notice the shift. We first called it the Azara HaTachtoina, and now we're calling it the Azara HaKitana. What is the Kitana? So the Kitana means from the ground, the lower portion. Ad HaZara HaGedela. We'll see this in more detail in one moment. Was Arba Amos. As you see in picture number one, we see where it says the soivev, it shows it to be four arba amas. Then v'roichav ama, and then it goes in one ama again. That is what we call the soivev. Pasuk tezvav, v'ha'har el. Then we come to the top of the mizbeach, what's called over here in this picture, the gag ha'mizbeach, arba amas. The height goes up for four amos. U'meho ariel ulamala, from on top of the Gag HaMizbech, until the corner that from Ulamala, Ulamala, Hakronos Arba. So it's describing the entire upper surface. The Gag HaMizbech is described here in the Pasuk with the term the Ha Har El, or the Ariel, also has the height of four amos until we come to the corners. Okay, then let's go to Pasuk Tezayin. The Ha Ariel. The dimensions of the Ariel is Shteim Esrei Orech B'Shteim Esrei Roichav, 12 by 12, but that means from the center. So we have to be in the center of the Mizbeach, and you go out to each to Sar, you're going 14 Amos, you're going 12 Amos. Shteim Esrei Orech B'Shteim Esrei Roichav, Ravua, perfectly square, El Arbas, Rivaav, to its four corners. Okay, now we're going to stop over here after
these.
That's
the Marocha?
Oh, that's only the place where they actually offer the Korbanos, right? That's the Marocha. That's not including the area, the one arm where the Kohanim walked around, the path of the Kohanim, and it's not including the outer part of the Mizbeach where the corners are. Okay, obviously we've gone through a lot of information over here, so we have to over here see what this means. Which one's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay,
okay. So let's go over here. Let's see pasuk Yudalit in the Mitzudos and the Mitzudos of David. Let's start again. Pasuk Yudalit with the pictures. The Mitzudos says, "Umechek aretz mehascholas hayisoid sheklapi hakarka ad kolos goiva defusa tachtoina hakiho osu la yisoid hoyo shtay amos." The foundation of the mizbeach, which we're calling the chek, is 2 amos in height. Okay, this is what it says over here. That's all. That the height is 2 amos. V'roichav. Okay, next words the mitzudas return to loymar. Hiniach roichav ama misaviv lehachnis lifnin el hatfush she'olav. After the mizbeach goes up, ascends 2 amos. Then it moves in 1 ama. The zehu. This was called the knisas hayisoid. This is called the indentation of the foundation of the yisoid. And that's where they would pour the blood of the mizbech. The leftover blood of the carbon would be poured not only on one side, only on the southwest. The southwest side is where you would pour the leftover blood of all the carbonates. On this yisod, there were 2 holes. There were 2 holes in this corner, and these 2 holes had tubes. Were like they were pipes which went all the way down to the shisin, all the way down to the foundation, to some type of stream or cavity in the ground where the blood would descend. That Chazal said, what else did they pour over there? They poured the Nesachim. The Nesachim was also poured on the foundation, was also poured on, no, not on, and she said was always poured on, was on top. The Nesachim were on the top. And also there was a pipe that went through the entire Mizbech, which went down to the same location where the blood was. And Chazal say that they poured so much wine and there was so much blood that every couple of years they had to send down Kohanim into the ground to clean it out. Wow. It would congeal, the wine would congeal, and it would, I guess, get clogged. They would go and they would take out, they had some type of special tunnel which allowed them to descend all the way down, very, very far down into the ground. And they would clean out the congealed wine. I'm assuming that congealed wine was also mixed with blood, because the blood also was poured in the same area on that site. So I don't know. This is what it says. Maybe we'll see a little more about this. But right now, we're looking over here. The basic foundation. The foundation is 2 amas in height, and then it goes in 1 ama. Now, I'm just going to make a few points. Number one, we have to remember that in the bayis rishon, bayis sheni, the height of the yisoid was only 1 ama. Okay, it's very mysterious. What is the significance that in the time of the Bayis Shlishi, Yirat Hashem, the height of the Yisoid, the foundation, is 2 amas? Obviously, there's something very significant about that. The Yisoid of the Mizbech represents the foundation, and the Mizbech represents sacrifice. And the whole purpose of life is we give. You have to give. You give to other people. You make sacrifices. And the Mizbech is built upon a foundation. Until this point in time, the foundation upon which we serve Hashem is only a foundation of 1 ama. When Mashiach will come, that foundation will be doubled in height. That has significance. That means the foundation of the world will be more firmly established. You have to also remember that man, this Mizbeach, is a microcosm of a human being. Because where did Hashem create man from? Afar min ha'adama. Rashi provides 2 interpretations from Chazal. One is Hashem took earth from the entire world. Every corner of the world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu took a particle of dust and order formed it in to make a human being, in order that when a person dies, the earth should be makabel, should accept the person, because it's natural, because that's where the person came from. And then Rashi gives a 2nd interpretation that afar min ha'adama means Hashem made man from the mizbeach, the earth that Hashem used to make a human being. To need, Hashem took water from the shisin, and Hashem took earth from the place of where the mizbech would stand, and he kneaded it, and he blew within this mixture, this mold, nishmas chayim, and that is man. So that means if man came from the location of the mizbeach, every single element of the mizbeach is part of man. Man, the mizbeach is a microcosm of man, or the other way around. You can say man is a microcosm of the mizbeach, whatever, whichever you want to look at it. Therefore, a man has 3 parts. A man has a yisoid, a man has a soiviv, he has a gag, he has a kronos. All these dimensions apply to man as well. In fact, the mizbeach was 10 amos. Moshe Rabbeinu was the perfect man. How tall was Moshe Rabbeinu? 10 amos. So you see a similarity. Moshe ki koran or panav. Moshe achieved shlemus. His face, the ponim, the upper surface, the upper part of Moshe, it was Koran, it radiated. It's not a coincidence, the word Koran is the same word as Keren, a horn. I think to Ariel Mazef, you go out of New York City and you go to they'll ask you, you're a Jew, where are your horns? Okay, it's no joke.
Pictures.
What?
Paintings.
Your paintings, Michelangelo, people really believe that Jews have horns. It's not, and they do. They do have horns. Ki Koran or Pana. Or what? Ki Koran or now of the Mizbeach has Krona. So you see over here a little bit, you see over here just a few similarities. But the fact that the Mizbeach has the foundation, which means man is built upon the foundation. When Mashiach comes, man will be elevated. Man's yesoid, his foundation will be doubled. Whatever foundation we have until this point in time is only one amos. When Mashiach will come, that foundation will be doubled, 100% to be two amos. So there's going to be obviously a change in the tzura of a human being. Also, another fundamental difference is that the whole Mizbeach from bottom top to bottom is 11 amos. Until now, the Mizbeach was only 10 amos. With these new dimensions that we're going to learn, man, the Mizbeach will be 11 amos. 11 amos, that's a number that's over and over, you see that number comes up again and again in the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, number 11, and that's something that's going to be new to the time of the base, the time of the loss of love. Now again, the terminology is very unique. Over here we go down to the next words in the Mitzvah of HaZorah HaKatana, Migad.
Which pasuk?
In the middle of Yudal, Gesundheit in the Mitzvah Stav, the words Mi'azor HaKetana, Migag, Defus, Harishon HaKetana. Okay, so when it says Azor HaKetana, Ki lo hoi so ki in begoiva shtei amos, Migago ad gag, HaDefus HaGedoy lo hoya arba amos. So we go from the bottom, picture number two, picture number one, from the Yisoid. The Yisoid, we're calling that the Azor HaKetana. The top of the Yisoid, the bottom of the Yisoid is called the Chek, it seems. The top of the Yisoid already is called the Azorah Ketana, Migag, the Fus HaRishon HaKetana, Ki Lohoya in Govash de Amos. Okay, that's what it says. It's called the surface area of the Yisoid is what we're really calling the Azorah. That's what it seems to say. Azorah is not the Soivev. The Azorah is the top surface of the Yisoid. Until you get to the top surface of the soivev, umigago ad gag hadefus hagidoylo, the gedoylo means in height, was arba amos v'hu hasoivev. So that's the translation of these unique words. Azora means mircheiko aretz ad azora hatachtoina shteim amos. The roichav amos goes in one amba. Umigazora hakatan, the surface area on the top of the soiv at until the surface area on top of the soivev hagidoylo. Arba Amos was four Amos, and then Veroichav Am, it went in one Amo. Further than Mrs. David, Veroichav Hiniach Mitzav, Veroichav Amo, Pshuta, Bas Chamisha Tfachim. Here it went in five, this we learned yesterday, it went in here five Tfachim, Lahachnis Lefnim Min Mishal Tfush She'oleha, Vizehu Knisas HaYisayt. Okay, so what we learned yesterday is that there are different types of Amos. There's an Am Bas Shisha and an Am Bas Chamisha. We spent the whole day on this yesterday. And the Am over here that goes in over here on the Soiviv is 5 Tvachim. Rav Meir just told me a gewaldig Vart, his own Vart. Why is it that, why when it goes in on the horizontal surface is it 5? And when it goes up is it 6? So we learned yesterday, 5 is Choil, 6 is Kodesh. If you're going up, that's Kodesh. If you're not going anywhere in life, you just reach a plateau and you're horizontal, you're just going nowhere, that's Chol. The goal in life is to go higher and higher, to elevate yourself. That's why it's 6 going up and 5 going across. That is Rav Meir's Vart, Chidushe Rabbi Meir, Al Yecheskel. Now the kasha that he himself asked is, that's a good answer for the Soivev. What about for the Yisoid? And what about for the Kronos? No, that's coming up next. That we'll have to wait. Cliffhanger, we'll have to wait for the answer to that question another time. But it's a gewaldig Vart. Next, now let's see further. Now let's see the next papasik. Tezvav in the Mitzudo Stavir Ha'arel. What is the word Ha'arel? Hu goiva gag ha'mizbech. That's the very, very top. That's the word, the very, very top. Goiva gag ha'mizbech min ha'soivev ulamala. So the entire block, or it's called in this picture the Gag HaMizbeach. You see in picture number 5, it shows you the word. 5 shows you all the words. Ha Har El, Ulamala, Arba Amos, Amir Azal, the Perik Ezim, Mekoimon, Drushois, Kronos, Drushois, Kronos, Arba Komar, Ritzon Eloimar, Hadomim, Hanitanim, Bekarnos, HaMizbeach, Rishusayu, their domain, Hava Migag, HaMizbeach Ulamata, from the roof Ulamata, Arba Amos. One more time, those words. The Harel, Arba Amos, Amur Azal. The Harel, and Pasuk Tezvav, is 4 Amos. Amur Azal, the Perek is in Vukama, Derushas, Kronos, Arba Kama. Rishus, 4 Kronos, I don't know what it means. Return Lama Hadamim, the blood, Hanitonim, Bikarnois, HaMizbeach, Rishusayu, Hava, Min Gag, HaMizbeach, Ulamata, from the Gag of the Mizbeach, Ulamata, Arba Amos. So the Keren is not just what's on top, but I guess it's saying that the whole area, the whole 4 Amos down, who add
Amos. Does that mean that the Dam is like below that.
It's the chut hasikra. Maybe it's lamala. Anything that's lamala from the halfway point.
Chut hasikra is in the soul.
Yeah. So yes, it's 6. I don't know what this means. I don't know what this means. Maybe we'll see in a moment. Maybe we'll see further. I thought I prepared this, but I didn't. Obviously, I didn't pick this up. The huar ama mitachas hasayvev. This goes to 1 ama mitachas hasayvev. Ki sham nikra lamala. Ki bichlois arba. At the end of 4. Hoya chut hasikra shubeemsa hamizbeach imkain. Let's read the words quickly, then we'll explain imkain. Hagag imakronos, the gag with the kronos. Hoyu arba hagag shalosh veakronos echad. Now this va'amu halyoinim mehameasoyvev chare chamesh. Vechein shloisha hanesham measoyvev shlaim min haisoyd heim chamesh. Now the problem here is this, he's describing him as the bayis sheni. That's not the bayis shlish over here. There's a problem, there's a fundamental problem. What the mezuzah here is doing is he's not matching up the bayis shlishi to the bayis sheni. Let's just explain. In picture number 3, on this page, this is the image, the diagram, the description of the bayis sheni. And this is something to which we're much, much more familiar with, where the foundation is 1, and the bottom part, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay. The bottom part is 1 amma. And the middle part is 5 amos. Okay, 5 amos. And the upper part is 3 amos. And then the keren is 1 amma, for a total of 10. Now, there was something called the chut hasikra, a red line that went around the center of the mizbeach. So if the mizbeach from top to bottom is exactly 10, where would be the chut hasikra? The chut hasikra in the bayis sheni would be 1 amma below the soivev. Because there is the soivev. What is the height of the soivev? 6 amos. And in the picture number 3, the low portion of the mizbeach, is 5. The yisoid is 1. A total of 6. On top of that, there's 4, 3, and 1. So 1 amma below the soivev is the center of the mizbeach. There was a red line painted along that area. The purpose of that red line was as a mark. Some karbanos, the blood must be put on lamala, and some karbanos lamata. Generally, echatos is lamata, and oila is lamala. Exception being bird. A bird chatos, the blood is lamala. Okay, so that's not without going into all different types of karbanos, but generally there's a difference between the karbanos, some karbanos called lamalas and lamata, and if there was a chut hasikra, a red line on the mizbeach. Now, let's try to put that red line on the bayis shlishi. The bayis shlishi was not 10, it was 11. So I guess you would put it at 5.5. Where does 5.5 come out? It comes out, well, if it's 4 and 6, if the dimensions, it's not, the bayis shlishi, it's not the same. The middle section is not 5. The middle section is 4. And the top section is 4. So when you start from the ground, the yisod is 2. 2 plus 4 is 6. And the entire height is going to be 11. and now you're up to six, so you will go down 1.5. We want to put it at 5.5.
So
here. So five, half. Five, no, it's six, because the yisod is two. In the Bayis Shlishi, the yisod is two.
So
if it's six, you
six
go down.
Four. I mean, six, so you go
six.
Down a half.
So you go down, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know my math. You go down a half, 5.5, so you go down only a half of an amma. That is what would seem to be, from a very simple approach, of where the chut ha-sikra will be in the bayis shalishi. Now let's, with that idea, let's just try one more time to read the words of this difficult mitzugos stav, in the pasuk tezvav. Let's try again one more time. Let's just go through the whole thing very quickly. We'll see how it goes. Ve-ha-harel. The word ha-harel is the upper surface. You see picture number 5, it shows you the word ha-harel. It's matched up against what in picture number 1 is called the Gag HaMizbeach. Now keep in mind, what we're going to read here in the Mitzudos is not necessarily what appears in this picture, in this illustration, because the illustrations are primarily derived from Rashi. And Rashi sometimes is vague, and sometimes he has his own understanding of Rashi. But the Mitzudos, we've learned more often than not, is not exactly the way, does not always agree, present the interpretation like Rashi, and therefore the picture might not be the same. But let's at least get the basic idea. The Haharel is the very top of Goyva HaGaga Mizbeach, Min HaSoyvev Ulamala, from the Soyvev Ulamala, picture number 1, where it says the word Gag HaMizbeach, that big block, is what we are now calling the Ha-Har-El. Okay, it's like I'm not sure what the Shoresh is, like Har-El, a mountain of God. That's what it would seem to be the Shoresh of this word. The Har Hashem Yeroeh, this week's Parsha, the Akedah, took place on the Har HaMoriah, which Avram was espoused should be the place where Hashem should rest the Shechina, and indeed the Shechina did rest on the Mizbeach. It was Arba Amos. Now, according to our simple understanding, you look at the picture, you look at this pasuk, it makes a lot of sense. But here, the Mitzudos Tov is coming to give us a lot of, making things a lot more confusing for us. Amru Razal, Beperek Ezel Mekayman, Derushos Kironos Arba Kamar. Derushos Kironos Arba Kamar. This means that the Rishus, the domain of the corner, is four. Ritzon Elaymar, what does this mean? Hadamim Hanitonim Bikarnos HaMizbeach, blood that is applied to the corners of the Mizbeach, on the very, very top, not too many korbanos. Which korbanos do you apply blood? You apply blood on top of the Mizbeach with birds. If you would take it, you would walk around the Mizbeach and apply the blood to the corner of the Mizbeach. The blood that was applied to the Karnos HaMizbeach, Rishusayu, their domain, their territory, Hava, Migag, HaMizbeach Ulamata Arba Amos. So it's not just the corner that's called the Keren. Being that the Keren is flush with the Gag HaMizbeach in this illustration, it's saying that its domain, its corner, extends further another 4 Amos. Which means that the Keren, from the very tip of the Keren all the way down to the Soive, it is 5 Amos. The Keren itself was 1 Amma, plus an additional 4 amos, which we're calling the Gag HaMizbeach. V'hu, this goes ad amo. This goes until now. Here is the problem. Now, we're going to make believe now, we're going to shift. We're going to make believe now that the Mitzudos Tov is explaining the bias Sheni. Because what he says now really does not seem to fit with the picture we have in front of us. He seems to somehow learn that there's no difference between the bias Sheni and the bias Shlishi. He seems to say that in the bias Shlishi as well, it's going to be, the top is going to be 3 Amos. Obviously he has some whole different interpretation of these psukim, but let's go back now. Ulamata Abu Hu Ad Amo Mitachas HaSoyvev. He seems to be saying that the Gag, the roof, is 1. The very top part is 3. So that's going to be 3 plus 1 more. Where are you going to get 1 more Amma? You have the Karen. Beneath the Karen we have 3. We need 1 more to complete the number 4. We go down 1 Amma further into the chunk, what's called the Soivev. And that's where they would draw the red line. That entire area, 3 of the very top, 1 of the Soivev and the Karen, That's all the domain of the Keren with regard to Korbanos, whose blood needs to be applied lamala.
So in other words, if you apply the blood anywhere in that
space, and that yoytze the mitzvah. Even though the Torah says you put on the Keren, it's not ma'akev. As long as it's put somewhere on the top of the mizbech in that vicinity. So he explains this for who ad ama mitachas hasoyvev. Three of the top, one below, kisham, that entire space, one plus three, and the corner, which is even on top of it, nikra lamala. That's called the damim hanitanin lamala on the top of the mizbeach. Ki bichlois arba, at the end of the four, three plus one, hoya, there was chut hasikra. There was a chut hasikra, a red line, painted a red line, shehi be emtza ha-mizbeach, in the center of the mizbeach, im kein hagag im hakronos, the gag im hakronos hoyu arba. So it's really a total of five. The gag is three, the keren is one, hagag shalosh, the hakronos echot, and then, I don't know if you have this in your edition, I have in my edition, nusach acher ha-amu ha-yoyna mi-asoyveth ha-rechamesh, and there's one amu of the foundation, which is five.
Yeah.
V'chein shloisha ha-nish'orim me'ha-soyvev u'shnayim shel ha-yisod. There's three left from the soyvev. Okay, there's three left. The soyvev is going to be four. You see, there's going to be, he learns over here, there's going to be three left from the soyvev. U'shnayim shel yisod heim chamesh. So it seems what he's saying over here is that he learns the Metzudos David, that the Bayis Shlishi, the height of the Mizbeach, will be ten. The difference being between him and the picture is the Gag is three. That's the difference. Okay, that's the only difference. No, that's what Rashi is going to say. According to Rashi, it comes out the height of the Mizbeach is 11.
Okay.
11. According to the Metzudos David, in his understanding, he's presenting it was 10. So what's the difference? The only difference is the Gag HaMizbeach, was it three or was it four? Everyone agrees, you cannot disagree, it's an explicit pasuk, that in the Bayis Shlishi the foundation is two. The next part, there's no disagreement. The next part, everyone agrees. Everyone
four.
Agrees it's going to be four.
Yeah.
Okay, that's unique. Because in the Bayis Rishon,
that's where the Chut
HaSikra
afterwards.
Oh no! Well, let's first figure out. We'll come to Chut HaSikra one moment. Everyone agrees in the Bayis Rishon and Sheni, the Yisoid was one, and the Soivev was five.
Oh.
Less man the Pollock. Bayis Shlishi, there's no disagreement. The Yisoid is double, is two, and the Soivev is four. Now, when we come to the next part of the Mizbeach, what's called the Gag HaMizbeach, there is a disagreement. According to the Metzudos, the Gag HaMizbeach is not like what it says in this picture, being four, it's three. And then what's on top of that? The Keren. So what's the total? 10. Just like the Bayis Rishabayis Sheni. How then will he explain Pshat in the Pasuk when the Pasuk says, V'ha-har-el arba amos? If the Metzudos learned that the Gag is only three,
wow,
how could it mean then the Haharel is Arba Amos? It means three of the Gag plus one of the Soivev. We're going down. We're going to include in. There's an overlap. We're going to take the word Haharel and it's going to include the three of the very very top plus one arm of this big block called the Soivev. Three plus one is four. Why is that called why? Because that is the upper surface of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach in total is now 10. There are certain karbonos which need to be put lamala. So those four are lamala. And when we include the Keren, then it's the top five. This is how he learns the word Arba in the Pasuk. And we're going to see Rashi soon. Rashi disagrees. Rashi goes in very simple. When it says the word arba, it means the entire chunk on top is called the aharel, which is four. That forces us to conclude that the height of the mizbeach, according to Rashi in the Bayis Shlishi, will be 11 amos. What else will be an afganina? Where is the chut hasikra? if you learn like the Mitzudas L'chud HaSikra is one Amma below the Soivev. If you learn like Rashi, the L'chud HaSikra is a half of an Amma before the Soivev. Because since the entire Mizbech is 11, the L'chud HaSikra will be at position 5 and a half. So count from the ground all the way until 5 and a half. You're going to come to one half an Amma before the Soivev. This will be the difference between the two. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk in the Mitzudos. The next next words in the Mitzudos. Umeho Ariel Ulamala. Lamala Migag HaMizbeach. Hoyu there were Arba. Ulamala HaKronos. Arba Kronos Bi Arba HaMitzos. That's very easy. There are four corners on the top. Now we go to the third pasuk that we learned. Pasuk to Zion in the Mitzudos David. Ve Ho Ariel. Shetach HaMizbeach Hu Mekoyim HaMaracha, the place, the surface where they burned korbanos in the very, very top was Hoya Yud Beis Amos Al Yud Beis. It was 12 by 12, which means Zemei Emtsui. So this means from the center. L'chol Ruach, the Imkein Chavdalit Al Chavdalit, 24 by 24. Ravua Hoya Meruba Bi'arba Tzidadon. Now what's the obvious question? We'll show you literally the next pasuk. It's not 24, it's 28. If you look, at the picture we learned yesterday, look on the picture number two. Picture number two shows that the very, very bottom was 32 by 32. If you go in one amma on each side, the next section is 30 by 30. If you go in one amma going up the next level, it's 28 by 28. When you go in one corner, when you move away from the corner, it's 26 by 26. How then can the pasuk say that Maracha is 24 by 24, off by two amos? 24. What?
The roof inside the
corner. No, it should be 20. It should be 26. 26 by 26. Right? That's the playwright. That's what it is. But let's look at the difficulty. The very, very bottom is 32 by 32. 32. Go up. Go up. You move in. Move in one amma. Now you're down to 30 by 30 because an amma on each side. Go up to the next level. You lose another two ammas. So we're now down to 28 by 28. Move in one amma away from the corner. It's 26 by 26. How can the pasuk say it's 24 by 24? The answer is we're not counting the one amma passageway for the kohanim to walk around the top of the mizbeach. The word maracha means the place where you're permitted to deposit the carbon. You can't deposit the carbon in the aisle. Don't sit in the aisle. You're getting in the way. Don't sit in the aisle. There's an aisle. There's a very small one amma passageway around the mizbeach. That is not part of the calculation. And when it says here in this pasuk, there, the ha-ari-el, this is a different word. This is not the same we had before. The word we had before was the ha-har-el. This is a new word. This is ha-ari-el, like a lion, an ari. A lion, because the Shekhinah that rested upon the surface of the Mizbeach appeared in the image of a lion. Yeah. It was Shteim Esrei Arech, 12, from the center to its edge was 12. You do that both ways, it's 24. 24 by 24, B'Shteim Esrei Rechav, Ravua, a perfect square, El Arba Riva, from the center we go to each end on all four sides to create a perfect square, and we're leaving out two more amos, one amma for the Kohanim to walk around, and the very last amma is the space where the corners occupy. Now obviously the corners are only on the very, very edge. Along the very edge there is another, you know, this empty space. There's empty space here as well, but that amma is not calculated because it's part of the area of where the corners take up. What? Safety measures. Safety measures. There was no mica. How come there's no mica on the mizbeach? Isn't that a pella? There's no mica on the mizbeach. So why didn't the Torah demand?
Because there is
dumb. What?
There is
dumb. There is blood on the mizbeach. Okay, but it's a very good question. Why didn't they put safety measures? The Torah is very makbid on safety.
Also on the ramp.
There was no gate on the ramp. No one should fall off the ramp. That's right. Why not? It was very tall, 10 amps.
You have to ask the balabas.
Afraid of heights.
No, pashat. In the Beis Hamikdash, you don't have to be the Shekhinah. The Hashgacha is very intense. You know,
they kill people and they had fights. They stabbed people to death.
That's why the lottery was installed.
They're in a lottery because they got into fights. So I don't know something to think about.
Is it a roof, like the roof of a house?
I don't know, it's not a roof, it's not a bias, it's not such a roof, but there's still
a
sakana.
It's high up, you're supposed to have a fence
on. Right, a mica. Yeah. A mica, you're supposed to have a mica on top of a bias. Yeah. So where is them? So because of danger, because of losasim damim b'veisacha. So why was there no safety measure in regard to the mizbech? It was a very busy place, a lot of korbanos. The ramp was a very steep ramp. It went all the way up on the sides of the ramp. You get a little dizzy, go to the side, you can fall off.
And it was slippery.
If it rained, let's say it rained. No slippers allowed.
Blood was dripping. They were carrying up the.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I have no idea.
The bar says they put down salt.
Salt.
It was safety.
You mean salt and
safety
in order not to sweat it?
Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't say. I don't know. Let's see.
Does the Shulchan describe the rain?
No, it does. It does. Soon, we're gonna mention it soon. It says the ma'alos. Yeah, there's one word. The word says u'ma'aloi sein. It's the next pasuk. Okay, pasuk yudzayin, a very long, hard pasuk. But let's first finish the mitzudos and pasuk tezayin. Tezayin, the mitzudos, writes the ho'ariel shetach hamizbech u'mokem hamarocha hoya yudbeis amos. These amos, we did this already.
Okay,
so that concludes three
sukkim.
Why would
they say from the center that it's
the good question? I don't know the answer. I do not. Right. I told you many, many times. The language is very surprising. The vocabulary and the way things are described are unusual. It's not what we would do.
And
not what we
used
to.
History, they say, you're left with you. Never say that.
Exactly. You're on the mark. Everything about every pasuk in describing the Bayis Shlishi, the words are just not the words you would expect. It's not the words you'd expect to use to describe this section, and the way this expressions and the way the pasuk is structured is extremely difficult. That's why everyone is saying Ritzon Eloimar. The pasuk means this. It means this, and that is why there is so much disagreement among the mefarshim as to what the pasukim really mean. If the pasuk was simple, clear cut. There's no room to budge. Everyone has to be on the same page, explain it the same way. But being that it's, the words are so complex, obviously we're dealing with very mystical things. It's a very mystical structure. Now let's see Rashi on these three pesukim. Okay? There's a lot here in Rashi, a lot of things being said. Pasuk Gedal back in Rashi. Starting all over again. Now that we have the basic background, we can now appreciate the holy words of Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Gedal, Umichek Aretz. What is the Chek? This is Min HaYesoid. Mikar Karetz, from the ground. The Yesoid is going to be two Amos. Ad HaZora HaTachtoina, Ad Gag Malbein HaRishon. The word Azora is not describing any specific section. The word Azora means a spread, a span, an expanse. So that word can be used in reference to anything. You can use that word in reference to the ground. You can use that word in reference to the top of the Yisoid, and top of the Yisoid, and top of the God. If that's the word. The word Azara does not have any special meaning. It just means an open. So therefore, the surface on top of the Yisoid was then from the ground until you got to the first horizontal surface, it was two Amos. And Gag Nemal Bein Harishon, Nemal means the block, the first square block, was Shtayim Amos. V'lo Hoyekein B'beis Oilamen. Make no mistake about it. In the Bayis Rishon, Bayis Shem, that's not the way it was. It was only one Amma. Shasham Shemim, maybe they brought, maybe it was brought. Malbein, they brought a mold. They brought a mold like you make, they do concrete. You see all these buildings, they do, it's very popular now. They do the concrete. They used to do steel. What happened? Well, everyone now, you see all these new buildings they're putting up. Steel? You think steel? Okay.
But they're reinforced. The concrete has steel rods in it.
That's the rods in it. But they don't use beams. They everything is so much labor.
Some
enormous amount of labor to build, you know, Avenue M, the corner of Avenue M. You see how long it's taking them to do that? One level.
They're working very fast.
On Avenue M?
The corner one?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're working.
That's
very
fast, yeah. Shlamis, like where Shlamis used to be. There you go. One, two, three. But they have million workers. All right, now that's what they did. You want an example? Just go to Avenue M, corner Ocean Avenue. You see the example. You make the Malbein. They make the wooden. You make a wooden mold. You make a wooden mold and you pour cement in the wooden mold. It's exactly what the basin they made. They made three molds. They first made a mold that was 32 amos by 32 amos made from wood. And they poured cement. They filled it with pebble cement and they made it perfectly level. And then they took away the mold. And now you have a block, a solid block, 32 amos by 32 amos, a height of 2 amos. Okay, next. There we learned in the Bayis, they brought a mold shal shloisha mushtayim al shloisha mushtayim v'goyvhoi amo. Okay, so here's the difference. Here, there was only one amon height. The kan here goyvhoi it shtayim. Next, v'roichav ama achas. And then it moved in. Then we're going to build the second mold. We come to part two. The second mold, it moved in one am. V'roichav amachas kesheiniach malbein hasheni olav. When they put the second mold upon the yisoid, hoya malbein hasheni shloishim al shloishim, 30 by 30. Nim says, so what's the difference between the first and second? Nim says, kinisa loy saviv saviv roichav ama. It went in one ama. That ama that was exposed is what's called the yisoid. Who yisoid? Hari olah shtayim v'konas ama v'hu hayisoid. Yonasam Tirgame Azara, what's with Azara? It's Misatamta, Lashon Ritzpa, the floor, an expanse, a surface area. Shayamamale Esamalbin, Chaluke Avonim, how would they make this the Malbin, the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach was made from pebbles, the Zephes, pitch, the Sid, lime, the Konya, and what's Konya? I don't know. Anyone know what Konya is? Konya, Michal is not here, tells the translation of this word, but Konya, umimacheh, you would smooth it, you would spread it, v'shoifech, and pour it, umachlikoi, lamala, and make it smooth on the top, v'harehu kmin ritzpa, and then when it dries, it's like one flat surface area.
Cement.
Obviously, this is very deep, because if this is the mizbeach in which man was created, and every korban is being on, and you have the ingredients. The ingredients of man are stone, pitch, lime, and konya. There's something going on here. It's not for nothing that Rashi is telling us the ingredients. And if you want to go study Chazal, I'm sure this is a very good topic, you know, good chomer l'drush to delve into this is where do you find Zephes in the Torah? The Teva.
Right.
Teva, the chilik between the Teva of Moshe and the Teva of the marble. Teva of the marble, the Zephis was on the inside and on the outside. Moshe's Teva was only on the outside.
Zephis is tar?
Tar, yeah. Tar.
You said pitch before.
I'm sorry, tar. Okay. Sid, where do you find Sid in the Torah? When they came...
The Samta,
when they came into Eretz Yisrael. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, they were supposed to put up these massive stones and to write on the massive stones... the Kol HaTorah Kula, and to cover it with Sid, to preserve it. Okay? Now the Konya, if I knew what it was, maybe we can look. You're looking on Google to find what Konya means?
Yeah.
So what does it say in Google Translate?
So what's that? Sid is a sort of type of a paint?
Sid is lime. It's called lime. It's like a cement. It's like a very...
White lime.
So we have over here stones, Avonim, by the way, where do we have Avonim? Avonim is in Maase Bereishis, where the Migdal Bavel, they rejected the Avonim for Levanim. The Migdal Bavel was the rejection of Avonim. Avonim are the natural resources in this world. They rejected what's natural, they made for themselves, they improvised, and they made for themselves Levanim. HaLevena hu hayo lo even. So, obviously, I think, I'm just saying Drushna is that the Mizbeach represents the whole history of the world. It represents the rejection of the Dor HaFloga. It represents the idea, the reminder of the Dor HaMabul. It reminds of Moshe Rabbeinu. It reminds us of our Tafki. We come into Eretz Yisrael to take Kol HaTorah Kula and to put up these large stones and to smear the stones with Sid. The Konya, when we find out what it is, we'll figure out what the drush is. And then look at the activities. Umimacheh, v'shoifeich, umachlikot. Do three things. Yinamachet, what's the significance? I don't know what the significance is, but obviously if Rashi is telling us this, Rashi is Ruach HaKodesh, obviously this represents what the Mishpach is all about. The Shoifech, you pour, the Machliko, you make it smooth, Lamala, V'arehu Kimin Ritzpa. Nothing is insignificant in Rashi. Next. Now we go from Azor to Azor Gadol, it's 4 amos. Now we go from the surface. And Rashi just told us that the word Azor does not mean anything special. It just means the surface. From the lowest surface until Azor Gadol was 4 amos. Migag Malbein Hatachtoina Ad Gag Malbein Sholov 4 amos Gova. Fine. Viroichav Amo. And now Nochamo, we go in 1 amo. He Knisas Hasoidit. Allah went up 4. It went up 4. The konas arba, the base olamim, ala chamesh. There it went up 5. The konas ama, and it went in 1 amo, and the zehu soiv. And by the way, the kohanim they walked on this. The kohanim they walked on the soiv. They walked around. The blood that was put lamala. The way it got there was that they went up the ramp, and on the ramp there was. The photocopy did not come out too well, but in picture number 4, you see there's a ramp. There's a little ramp. That's what you come down on. That ramp is the side you come down. The other side, there's a ramp, which the ramp goes up halfway. It goes up until the Yisoid. Sometimes the Kohanim went up to the top of the Mizbeach to put the Korbanos, and sometimes the Kohanim went up the ramp until the midpoint to go up until the Soidev, and they would walk around the Soidev, and they would apply the blood to the corner. They would sprinkle the blood to the corner of the Mizbeach Lamala. That's the Soidev. The Atachta in Korei Ketana, the lower part is called the Ketana. Lefish Ein Goiva Elishtein, it's only 2. We call the lower part 2, because only the height is only 2. The Elyon Goiva is the upper portion is called Gedolah, because the height is 4. Pasik Tezvav in Rashi, Ve Hahar El. You have following what it means, the Konya? Still looking? Ve Hahar El.
What?
You look in Judea. Look. Just look in Judea. Press. Type in Yecheskel English. Or bring up Chabad.org, and you go to this parak. They have the translation of Rashi. They have a translation of the Judea. Press is for free. It's on Chabad. Chabad.org has got rights from Judea. Press to print the entire all the translations.
Safari.
What? Safari also. You're right. Safari also has it. Correct. Yes. No. They have Rashi. No, they don't have Rashi.
Yes, they do.
In English. Not in English. Yeah, I don't think so.
Not in English.
They have the Pesukim in English. Yeah. They don't have the Rashi in English. But there they have it. The Hahar El, the next words of Rashi, Ugoiva Gagha Mizbeach Minas Soidev Ulamalo, that's that chunk, that part of the Mizbeach, Ubeis Olamim Lo Hoye El Shalosh. So Rashi here clearly disagrees with the Mitzudos David. The fact that Rashi, this is what we explained before, the fact that Rashi over here says that this is different than what was in the base of Bayis Sheni, he's shown that he doesn't agree with the Mitzudos, because the Mitzudos says that this part of the Mizbech is exactly the same. To review, according to the Mitzudos, the Soid is 2. The Hasoidev is 4. That's different than the Bayis Sheni. We're up to 5 now. Question now is, what is Lamala? How far? The Mitzudos David said, the Gag, the next part is only 3. Oh, but it says in the Pasuk 4, when it says 4 in the Pasuk, it means including another an Amma of the Soidev until the Chut HaSikra. There's a chunk of 3 on top, plus 1 below, with the Chut HaSikra, for a total of 4. But the part above the Soidev is only 3. There's an overlap. Rashi says, I don't agree with you. Rashi came a lot earlier, of course. I don't agree with you. It says in the Pasuk 4, don't give me the Lam de Shavar, 4 means 3 plus 1 more of the aside. It means the chunk on top of the Mizbeach was 4, which is going to force us to elevate the Mizbeach to a total height then of 11. And it's going to also force us to recognize that the Chut HaSikra was a half an Amma below the Sidev. With a base, Olamim lo hoya ella shalosh. V'yonis antirgim afhu umad decha Arba Amin, he wants to say Rashi that the Targum agrees with me. Targum agrees the top part was 4. Okay, next. Pasuk Tezvav in Rashi. Now we go to the third Pasuk that we learned. Ve Ha Ariel
Shteim Esh Arech Makam Hamaracha Hay Esh Rabba Al Esh Arba. The place where they burned the Korban was 24 by 24. Vezehu Shteim Esh B'Shteim Esh El Arbaas Rilav to the four sides. Shemei Em Tso Isai Hu Maideit. From the center, you would measure Shteim Esh L'Chol Ruach Hari Esh V'Arba Al Esh V'Arba Kach Mefarosh B'Zvachim. V'Chein and likewise Shnei B'Misach Midos. Period. And he goes down. He elaborates. Hamizbeah Chaya Shloishim V'Shteim Al Shloishim V'Shteim. It was 32 by 32. Allah Amo Vekonasama Ze Hayisoid Nimsa Shloishim Al Shloishim. Now we're up to only have an area of 30 by 30. Allah Chameish Vekonas Amo Ze Hasoidev Nimsa Eshem Ushmoin Al Eshem Ushmoin 28. Mekoyim Akronois Amo Al Amo Amo Mizer Yal Mizer Nimsa Eshem Ushesh 26 Al Eshem Ushesh. And here is the key point that we need to understand. Mekoyim Hiloch Raglei HaKoyhanim. Now we have one Amma for the Kohanim to walk around. Amma Mizel Yar Mizel Nimso Eshem Yarbal Eshem Yarbal Mikoyim HaMarocha. So these are the dimensions of the Mizbech in this area according to the parish of Rashi and the Mitzudos David. Now let's just see over here the word. Let's look over here at the Radak a little bit. Okay, there isn't the Maldim. The Malm is pretty much the same that we said before. But let's look at the Radak, a little bit of the Radak. The Radak, let's do Dibur HaMaschil. Umehazora HaKetana and Hazora HaGedola Arba Amos Verechavam. Okay, do you have that? That is in Pasik Yudalit. In the middle of Pasik Yudalit, in the Radak, from the Dibur HaMaschil, Umehazora Hakatana and Hazora Hagdela Arba Amas Vrechav Amma Yolo Yodanu Ezo Min Hazoros Kori Katana. What he is confused. What are we calling Katana? Well, Yoina Oyha Tachtoina, the Ezo Mehim Kori Gedola, Umikol Makam Amaki Mizo Lazo, Hoyu Arba Amos, to Mikoim Hamizbech Shinema Olava Harel Arba Amos. So he's saying something very interesting is that we took it for granted from the lower Azora until the upper Azara is 4. So we said Ketana means the part that's low towards the ground, and the Gedoyla is the part that's high in height. That's how we understood this according to the Mitzudos and according to Rashi. The Radak says, who says that's what it means? Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe Gedoyla and Ketana mean not in height, it means in surface area. And then it'll be just the opposite. We're going from top down. Because the top is Ketana relative to the bottom. The bottom surface area is 32 by 32, and the top area is 30 by 30. So therefore, the Radak says, I don't know. When it says from the Ketana to the Gedola, does it mean like Rashi and the Mitzudos, from that, the lower part to the upper part? And Ketana means in height, Gedola means in the high part. Or does it mean from the surface area that's Ketan on top going down to the surface area that's larger below? That's the first point he makes. Now he describes the Harel. This is the mizbech from the lower portion. Arba amos, be'orech uveroychev, v'chein begoiva, v'hu anikra har el, kolaymar, base el. He's giving us the translation of this word har el. Har el means a bayis. Har is a mountain, and he's telling us the word har means a bayis of Hashem. Lefishahoyu oivdin b'chol makoim lelohim acherim al hehorim hagivoyim v'zeh shahoya har el. This that it says v'zeh shahoya har el lohoya goivoy el arba amos lefich amar arba amos b'stam v'koyle l'shitchoy v'govoy, and includes its shetach, its area, u'b'soif arba amos b'goiva Hoya Misrachev Hamizbeach, Vahoyoitzas Avne Hamizbeach, Lachutz, Vahoyosa Makum Honikra Ariel. I'm all confused here. I think he says something very, very different than we've learned. That's called Ariel. The Amr Rabbi said in Zal, "Ki Nikra Mizbech Ariel, v'fisha'esh ha'kedoysha, yairedes min ha'shamayim ha'isa revutsa goloba kari, v'zeh ha'mokam sh'nikra Ariel, hoya shteim esrei oirech, b'shteim esrei roichav revua, el arbas revu'av, m'menu ulamalo, hoya, hoyu, arba, and from that point and upwards, hoyu, arba hakranos, four corners, umidas, mekoyim hamarocha zocha lamala." Okay. The advantage of what he's teaching us over here is he's teaching us here the translation of these two words. The harel means the base Hashem. To reject avodah zar. This fits very much well with the Rambam, because the Rambam, it says, what is the purpose of why we offer korbanos? We offer korbanos as a way to reject avodah zara. Bilti la Hashem levada. It's a kosher outlet for our need to offer sacrifices. The guy were offering sacrifice, so the Jews also want to offer sacrifices. So instead of offering sacrifice to the gods, Hashem says, you offer them to me. And that's what it says. It's the base El. Actually, it makes it very, very clear. And going back to those words in the Sudash, they were worshiping B'chol Mokim, they worshiped B'chol Mokim, L'Elohim Acherim, on the mountains. Therefore, Hashem says, no, don't worship the gods, worship to me, the Har El. Okay. Now, here, something is very confusing. I think it's very, very deep. What he's saying over here is saying a whole new interpretation in what it means for. Now, let's see. Omar Arba Amos. Let's try to read these words one more time and try to figure out what he means over here. Omar Arba Amos Bistam. It says here in Pasuk Tezvav, the Ha-Har El Arba Amos. We already had a machloikis between the Mitzudos and Rashi what these words mean. Does this mean like the Mitzudos? It means the upper portion of the Mizbeach, which includes three above and one below, for a total of four. Or, like Rashi, it means the entire extension above, the Gag is called four. He seems to be saying over here, Amar Arba Amos Bistam, the Koila L'Shitchoi V'Gavai, that includes its horizontal area and its height. Uvesoif Arba Amos B'Goiva, and after four Amos in height, Hoye Misrachev HaMizbeach, it widened. V'hoyoytzois Avnei HaMizbeach L'chutz, V'hu HaMokoyim HaNikra Ariel. The Amr Rav is saying, okay, he goes further, and then he says, in that area was Shteim Eshe Orech V'Shteim Eshe Roichav. Now, I don't know if I'm making up things. It seems to me is that the way he says is that the top part of the Mizbeach was only 4x4. And then on top was a big extension. Nothing like we're used to. That's what it seems to say. It says the Mizbeach went up after the Soidev. There was a block that was 4 amos in height. And then after you got to that block on top, we have a new chunk, and that new chunk is called the Ariel, with an Aleph, the Ariel, with an Aleph and the Yud, Ariel. And that was a whole new area. And that area extended outwards very, very wide. So there was a gap. What?
A platform,
which means underneath it, there was nothing.
Right,
it overhung.
How can they do it with concrete?
I don't know. They did it. Obviously, they made it. They must have lifted it. They made it on the ground. Yeah, a block of 4x4, and on top you have a big platform like this. And this big platform is called Shtein Eshe Arech B'Shtein Eshe Roichav Rovua El Arbas Rovav. It was square to its four sides. It does not necessarily mean it was from the center. According to the Mitzudos, it does not mean from the center to the edge. It means it was 24 by, it was 12 by 12. And then there were four corners on this thing. On this thing, there were four corners. Not the sides, there were four corners. Umidas mekam aracha zochar lamala, and then the measurements of the mekam aracha, we measured Zohar, we already mentioned before.
Where was the ramp for access?
What?
Where was the ramp?
That's the goal. How did you get up here?
Yeah.
Good question. Very good question. How did you get to the very, very top?
Unless there's a ramp to go.
I guess there's another ramp.
Didn't this have to accommodate the surveys when we were walking?
No, so he's saying that it's completely different. There's ears to this over here. I never saw a model like this. But this is what he seems to be saying. You have a Yisoid, two arms, 32 by 32. We have to build our own model. 32 by 32. Then it goes up, how high? A height of 2 arms. Then the next section is 30 by 30, a height of 4 amos. So we have up to 6 amos. On top, when you come to 6 amos, you then have a little block. A block on this area of 30 by 30, you put in the center, a block 4 by 4 by 4 in height. So you're now at a height of 10 amos. And the top part is very small. It's much smaller than we had before. On top of that, you build this beautiful platform that is 12 by 12, not 24 by 24, 12 by 12 square. And at the edge of this 12 by 12, you put 4 corners.
It's structurally very difficult.
Why is it structurally difficult? You have the area of 4 by 4 to put something that's I don't think it's so difficult. You put something that's 12 by 12, so you have it sitting on each side. You only have 5 on each side. Yeah, it's not structurally difficult. It's not such a big deal. And how do you get to the very, very top? You had to go up a ramp. I guess there was a ramp taking all the way to the very, very top. And there was
maybe,
another.
Maybe that's why we only said 3 corners before, because the ramp went up the 1 amma. It was a circular ramp.
There were 2 ramps. That everyone agrees. There's a ramp that went to the Soyvev, and there was a ramp that went to the very, very top. But this description of how he learned Pshat in the Pasuk is very different than anything that we have seen, we've heard about. Because we're all accustomed to what it looks like in these pictures. And that's how Rashi learns, and that's how the Mitzvah learns. There's a little nuance, a little difference exactly. Is it 5? Is it 4? Difference in the Bayis Shlishi and the Bayis Sheni. But the top part of the Mizbeach, we're able to work with the Pasuk. We have a space of Mokim Kahanim, but how does the Radak deal with the Gemara? Because the Gemara Taka says different than this. I don't know, but this is something which is very, very interesting Radak. And in the process, he indirectly has taught us a very, you say the word Harel means the base Hashem. To reject Avodah Zarah, not to worship Kabbalah Avodah Zarah, and the Ariel is a lion. The Tav Mizbech is not because the Shechina resembled the Tzura of a lion. Okay, so Misha. No, he doesn't mention this. No, he only talks about Rashi. As far as I know, I actually maybe go look back in the footnotes a little better, but no, there's no mention of this. Okay, tomorrow we'll do Yitzayim Yitzhashem. We'll stop here. Take a short break. There are no handouts. No, tomorrow.